So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitin, Psula, Muberes, Meniko, Bezekina. The following four women become Tamei only from the time of Re'iyah. Because as Rashi previously explained, they're not expected to see Dam at this time. Psula, a young girl who never got her period yet. Muberes, a pregnant woman who does not get her period. Meniko, a nursing mother who does not get her period. Zekina, an older woman who stopped getting her period. And the Mishnah elaborates on Muberes Dayashaita and explains Muberes Mishivada Ubara. This halacha applies only once she is noticeably pregnant, and Bekama Karsa Ubersh Leish Chadashim. A pregnancy is considered noticeable after 3 months, as the Pasuk in Parashat Beyishev referring to Tamar states, Vayhi Kemishleish Chadashim. And Rav Chizkiya gives the following reasoning, Mishum Dereisha Evirea Kaved Nalah. A pregnant woman at this point stops getting her period because her head and limbs become distressed. Based on Rav Chizkiya's reasoning, the Gemara explains the following two braises, which apparently contradict each other. One braise states, "Kasha sashnayim v'lishlishi hipila ruacha kol davar shen shalakayama harezo yeledes bezayif." If a woman saw ziva for 3 days, and during this time she also had labor pains and gave birth to an undeveloped fetus, she does become tamei ziva because the dam cannot be attributed to the leida, because this is not considered a leida mal yasa, a halachically valid birth. While another braisa states, "Harisha haisa becheskes muberes avirasa dam ba'achach hipila ruach kol davar shen shalakayama harei becheskasa v'dayi shaita." If a pregnant woman had a re'iyah and then gave birth to an undeveloped fetus, she is still considered to have had a valid pregnancy and to have been mesulekes dam at the time of the re'iyah, regarding that she retains the halach of dayi shaita and the tahara she handled in the previous meisleis artar. Apparently, hipila ruach is considered a leida. The Gemara offers two explanations for the braisa of dayi shaita. Either Hanach Meis Leis Drabanan, the whole halach of Tumas Meis Leis is merely Medrabanan. Therefore, even though Hepila Ruach is not considered a Leida, we say Dayashaita because the Chacham were lenient with Tumas Meis Leis. Or because Reisha Vevereh Kaved Nala. Although Hepila Ruach is not considered a halachically valid Leida, but in the practical sense, her limbs become distressed in this case as in any pregnancy. Therefore, she is considered Mishalekas Dam. Accordingly, in the case of Ras of Achar Chuka Ubra Metam Meis Leis, at first she had a re'iyah, and then her pregnancy began showing. She's metami retroactively because be'idna, the chazoi, ain roisha bevereh kavein ala. At the time of the re'iyah, her limbs were not yet distressed. The mission proceeds with the machlekes regarding menika dayashaita. Up to what point is a nursing mother considered mesulekes dam? Her mayor holds menika shatigmal as bina. She's considered mesulekes damim only while she nurses the child. Therefore, if she gave her son to a wet nurse or weaned him or he died, in other words, she stopped nursing even before 2 years, from that point on, she's no longer mislekes damim, and therefore metam meis leis. Similarly, if she nursed longer, even for 4 to 5 years, she is mislekes damim, and therefore dayashaita. While the Chacham hold menika kol esem v'arba chedesh, she's considered mislekes damim for 24 months, whether she nurses the child or not. Therefore, even if she stopped nursing within 24 months, she's considered mislekes damim and retains the halach of dayashaita. And the moisim nikase arba v'chamishanim etamim meisleis. Even if she nursed for several years, after 2 years, she's no longer considered mislekes damim and is metamim meisleis. And the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Rav Meir holds mislekes damim is caused by dam neker benas l'chalav. The blood of neither changes into milk. Therefore, she's mislekes damim only while she nurses the child. While the Chacham hold, Mislekes Dam is caused by Avirea Misparken. Her limbs become distressed, and Ve'einav Shechezer Sad Esam Arba Chedesh. She remains this way for 24 months regardless. Therefore, she's Mislekes Dam for 24 months even if she does not nurse the child. However, after 24 months, she's no longer Mislekes Dam even if she is still nursing. I think Mark explains that Remeir derives Dam Nekah Benas Achala from a pasuk in Sefer Eiv, which states, Miyitin Tar Mitame Loyachat. And he holds, tar mitame refers to chalav midam, the dam nida is tame, and his product, the milk, is tar. While chacham hold, tar mitame refers to shechva zereshu, tame va'adam anaitzim imenu tar. The father's semen is tame, and the product, the child, is tar. Rabbi Eliezer holds, tar mitame refers to meha nida negea tame umaza umazna lav tar. The mechatas of the paraduma, one who touches mechatas becomes tame, while one who sprayed the mechatas, or was sprayed with mechatas, is tar. The Mishnah proceeds to explain Zikena Dayashaita. Ezi Zikena. Kalsha Avrola Asholish Aine Samach Leziknasa. A woman who did not have a period for 3 months, from the time she reached old age, is considered Mishalekis Dam. I think Gemara offers several opinions regarding the age of Samach Leziknasa. Yehuda says, Kalsha Chavarisel Aimer Salah Zikenahi. Zikena is one whose friends consider her to be old. Shem Malakish says, Kalsha Karen La Ima Ima Veina Baisha. And there's a machlekes, Reb Zeir, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak. One says, Kol she'ina makpedes, she does not openly object to being called ima, while the other says, Kol she'ina baisha, she does not become embarrassed from being called ima. The Gemara cites a braisa, Zekeina she'avu la shalish oynes b'rasa da'yishayta. If an older woman did not have a riyah for 90 days, and then she had a riyah, she's da'yishayta. V'oyda'avu la shalish oynes b'rasa da'yishayta. If this pattern was repeated a second time, she's still da'yishayta. However, if this pattern was repeated a third time, she's metameis leis, because as Rashi explains, tekim naasa kach shalish pam ein zasilik dam. Since this pattern was repeated three times, this indicates that she's not musalek as dam. Mishnah concludes with a three remachlokes regarding avrula shalish einus. The Tanakhama holds zekena shavrula shalish einus dayishaita. Only an older woman who did not have a riyah for 3 months is considered misalek as dam. But isha she'avru la shalish einus metam meis leis. A younger woman who did not have a riyah for 3 months is not considered misalek as dam. While Rabbi Elazar holds, kal isha she'avru la shalish einus dayishaita. Any woman who did not have a riyah for 3 months is considered misalek as dam. However, both agree that muberes amenika she'avru la shalish einus dayishaita. A woman that is pregnant or nursing is considered misalek as dam, even if she did have a riyah during the previous 3 months. Or Biesi holds Moberes Manika Shabalah and Shalashain is Dain Shaitan. A woman that is pregnant or nursing is considered Mislakis Damim only if she did not have a Re'ir during the previous 3 months. The Gemara relates two incidents of Shasa Tchak in time of great need in which the Chacham did rule like Rebbe Lazar that Kol Isha Shabalah Shalashain is Dain Shaitan because Shnei Bitzaris Abba. This happened during a famine or Taharis Afish Lavida. The woman had touched a large amount of truma, and Mechashra Abban Lahef said that the Tahiris, Lacham did not want to ruin the foods that the needed touched during the previous Meis Leis.